We are holding at Simon Tov Mem Beis, Sif Beis. Hapas Atmoy She'ibsha. V'nifsalo Milecho HaKelev. If a piece of bread becomes totally unfit for consumption, it becomes Eino Roy L'Achilas Kelev, something that even a dog will not eat, as is Mulugma, which is a type of ointment consisting of figs and flour, which is nisrucha, which also becomes inedible, completely inedible. The halacha is enoi chayav levayer. The idea is that once something becomes completely inedible to the point where it is not even considered food for a dog, the halacha says that we do not view it as food; it is viewed as dirt, and therefore cannot have any dim of chametz, and therefore no bedika or beer is required. Now this is only going to be true if the chametz was nisrach, became inedible before Pesach. However, once it is already yontif, and the pas of the melugma at this point is still edible, it is considered chametz, and therefore the chiyav beer is chal. You are now obligated to destroy it and get rid of it. Once the chiyav exists, it cannot be removed, even if afterwards it becomes unfit for consumption. The halacha is still, it requires a beer. However, even if the melugma was made in Pesach, and it is still edible on Pesach, but if it becomes an eroi l'achilas kelev on Pesach, before the flour inside can ferment into real chametz, the same principle applies in that since it is not yet chametz and no chiv beer exists, and it has now become at this point in time completely inedible, the halacha says that once it loses its status of food, no new chiv beer can be chal. And therefore, in this case also, you do not need to dispose of the melugma. In Sif Gimel we continue, Begodim shekipsu oisom b'chelev chita. These are garments which were washed in a certain type of derivative of wheat, some fatty part of the wheat. V'chein niyarais shedipko oisom b'chametz. Also, if let's say chametz was used to glue paper together, some type of paste is made out of some type of chametz substance. For kol kiyotze b'zeh, in all these instances of chametz, the halacha is mutar lekamer b'pesach. Why not? You have chametz. The answer is she'ein tzuras chametz oimedis. The form of the chametz is not there. It does not appear as chametz at all. It cannot be really eaten. And therefore, the halacha is, it can be kept over Pesach, and no beer is necessary. However, even though there is no chiyuv beer, the halacha is that it still cannot be eaten. And therefore, one must be very careful that this paste or chametz detergent does not come in any contact with any food. So therefore, any tablecloths that were washed in this chelev chita cannot be used on Pesach. The same applies with a handkerchief or a scarf that is worn during a meal. This should not be worn during Pesach. The Rama adds, V'lochein mutu l'dabek niyoros b'chalon toich shloshim l'Pesach. Right, similarly, it is also mutter to use this chametz paste to glue on some type of wallpaper on the windows, even within 30 days of Pesach. V'yesh machmirim im nirma b'chutz. However, the Rama brings a yesh machmirim. There are some that say that the halacha is that this cannot be used on Pesach. Why not? That this is considered still chametz. It is called the Tzuras Chametz, and therefore there is an obligation, as all chametz, to remove it before Pesach. However, even according to the Ramah, if the paste was used 30 days before Pesach, in which case, by the time Pesach comes, it is completely unfit. It'll dry up to the point where it'll be totally unfit for any consumption, as we've mentioned before, ein roi l'achilas kelev. Therefore, in that case, no beer is required. That can be done. That is allowed before Pesach. Also, if the total amount of chametz in this paste on the wall is going to be less than a kezias, so in that case also there is no obligation of beer. The Mishnah Berurah in the Beer Halacha, however, points out that even according to the Yesh Machmirim, if you have chametz, which is in a glue, for example, if you use a glue-based chametz to bind a book, Korchei Svarim, in such a case, everyone would agree that there is no problem, and that can be used during Pesach, because number one, the chametz is completely non-visible, and number two, it is put inside the glue inside the book permanently, and therefore is not considered totally inaccessible chametz, and halacha does not require beer in that case.